Jack and News, trending now. Trending now.
There are various rain-related warnings. We start with a yellow level 5 warning, and that's for disruptive rain over the southwestern parts of both Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Then a yellow level 2 warning for very hard rain over the northern parts of Gauteng, and also a warning for severe thunderstorms over the southwestern parts of the northwest and west central parts of the Free State. Also, a fire danger warning. That's for the extreme southwestern parts of the northwest and the extreme western parts of the Free State. Pretoria today up to 24, Joburg 23, Mbombela and Polokwane 21, Emalahleni 19, and Rustenburg up to 25 degrees.
In Pretoria, a collision on the N1 southbound near Linwood Road. All lanes are open, but it's causing queuing traffic.
The city of Tshwane has confirmed a power outage affecting large parts of Doornkloof and Littleton in the Centurion areas. It's reported that a 134 kV main feeder tripped at the substation. Technicians are said to be attending to the problem. And ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula is facing criticism after arriving at Robben Island with a luxurious yacht belonging to businessman Fernando Akgafrau. This happened last Wednesday ahead of the ANC's 113th anniversary celebrations in Khayelitsha, which were held on Saturday. Other ANC leaders used the Robben Island Museum ferry, while President Cyril Ramaphosa arrived in a chopper for security reasons. I'm Khadi D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Well, there was just one match scheduled for the Betway SA20 yesterday, but that game between the Pretoria Capitals and Durban's Super Giants at Supersport Park was abandoned without a ball bowled due to persistent rain. The points therefore shared. Orlando Pirates secured their place in the knockout cup of the CAF Champions League yesterday with a 2-0 victory against Buluzadad at the Orlando Stadium. Stellenbosch FC, meanwhile, making short work of Malian outfit Stade Malien with a 2-0 win to secure their place in the quarterfinals of the CAF Confederation Cup. Kaizer Chiefs coach Nasreddin Nabi was red carded yesterday after a 1-0 league loss to Golden Arrows dealt another blow to his hopes of reviving the former South African Giants. The result saw Amakhosi slip to 6th on the table. The other league match saw Sekhukhune beat SuperSport United away. And Sir Lewis Hamilton, he is now Sir Lewis Hamilton, one of the most well-known figures in sport, is set to change his name, saying he wants to continue the name of his mother.
None of you might know that my mum's name is LeBallister, and I'm just about to put that in my name. I don't really fully understand the whole idea when people get married, then the woman loses her name. And my mum, I really want her name to continue on with the Hamilton name.
Yeah, Carmen LeBallister is his mom's name.
LeBallister.
LeBallister, yeah. And she was there alongside him, walking alongside him as he was knighted last year. So obviously he plays a massive role in his life. I don't know how
Sir
he's going to
Lewis
do it.
LeBallister.
Yeah, Hamilton, probably. He wants to keep both of them and honor both of them. Interesting.
Okay.
That's your sport.
When you hear...
Hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Switching up.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.